And joining me in the KRVS studios is Todd Mouton, who's the executive director of Louisiana Folk Roots, here to talk about a new festival. And how many does that make in the state of Louisiana now, Todd? And we can never have, ever have too many festivals in Louisiana. It's just like the more there are, the more we go and the more we enjoy festivals. Your festival is Rootstock, and this is not the first time.
Right.
You've had Rootstock, but this is establishing it more. It's going to take place in November on the 9th in a wonderful location. So for those people who maybe haven't heard much about Rootstock, haven't been, tell us about it.
It's about a month away, mm-hmm. a little more than a month, and it's a new festival benefiting Louisiana Folk Roots. The site's incredible. It's never been used for a festival that I know of. It is on Fisher Road, basically across from Vermilionville, two beautiful baseball fields that are just really verdant and green, and a great location to put a big old dance tent and a dance floor and have some great Cajun, Zydeco, swamp pop music. It's a one-day festival. We started Rootstock as a project with Bayou Teche Brewing and the En Francais Records, mm-hmm, and we did an event at the Rock and Bowl. We did one at Vermilionville.
So and, you've been kind of peripatetic, moving around. You needed a home.
Yeah, and now it's like big and real, and Bayou Teche is with us on this one, and we have a great music lineup.
And so with the space you're describing, is that what most of us think of as Beaver Park?
Yeah, well, I guess Beaver Park is sort of cut in half, and there's actually a pathway under Highway 90 right there with the there's actually
a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, there's like it's actually this huge concrete pathway along the river. It's really nice. So you could go to the side with the large lake, or come to the Vermilionville side just across from the airport. It's going to be a really fun event. We have an incredible lineup. We are going to start off noon to nine, one day. Food trucks, Louisiana Crafts Guild. It's going to be a $20 charge, but we've got discounted advance tickets available now at our website, lafolkroots.org. Horace Trahan, the Austin Express, starting at noon. Followed in short order by Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys, followed by Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars with special guests Tommy McClain and Johnny Allen, and then Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys with special guest David Greeley.
So how are you characterizing this festival? I mean, obviously the name Rootstock involves roots and kind of an encompassing vision of music in Louisiana.
I think this is sort of the beginning. You know, the first two evenings of music we did with multiple bands were kind of a little, experiment, playing with the concept. And this is something that could really grow and expand. You mentioned all the festivals in Louisiana, and we are really excited to be, again, part of Festival Acadien Creole coming up 10 days from now.
Absolutely. Louisiana Folk Roots has a tent there.
Two programming areas, the Atelier and the Jam Des Amis. And then actually just a week later, we're part of Shake Your Trail Feather in Brobridge. We're part of their little heritage tent there. That's really fun. And, of course, there's Black Pot. And then a couple weeks later, we think Rootstock is going to be a nice little sort of, ending of the festival season for a little winter break on November 9th. You mentioned all the festivals. You know, too much is never enough. This is Louisiana.
Absolutely. And I think we all realize that it just gets us in the habit of going, and we kind of want more. You know, it's not just like you have to wait for something for months and months. This festival season, there's something happening all the time, and people just sort of fall right into it and know that there's something to go to every weekend.
Absolutely. And these are some incredible artists, and certainly there's a diversity there with swamp pop and Cajun and Zydeco and Creole music. I think the festival could certainly grow, but for right now, it's going to be a one-day event. There's going to be, Louisiana Crafts Guild will be on site. There's going to be a children's area. There's going to be some great food vendors and beverages. And the site, it could expand to host multiple stages and all sorts of things. But the real reason we're doing it is to invite all the community organizations and folks who have supported Folk Roots over the years to come out and help us out and help us grow. We've got some new programming coming down the pike, and we want to, kind of –
Well, and to give people a real visual focus for Louisiana Folk Roots, you know, you've done a lot of work in various places and venues, and having this one large festival really gives, an image to people of Folk Roots and something that they can participate in and spend hours with you on a Saturday in a beautiful place.
It's across the street from our new office. It's across the street from Vermilionville and the Jean Lafitte Center. And so it's where we're physically located. And of course, it's very central. It's not only next to the airport, it's right in the middle of a great population center known as Lafayette. And we want to get more people involved in what we're doing. We had a very successful kids camp this summer. We had 60 young musicians playing Cajun and Creole music for a week. And that was right there on Fisher Road at Vermilionville. We've got a few more things in the works for the coming year. We'll be announcing shortly. They're going to be happening in Lafayette. But this is kind of a new way to fly the flag and just celebrate our culture. And again, it's actually taking some of the things that we've done up in Chico State Park, a big dance tent, a big dance floor, hardwood dance floor. Kind of, you know, so there's a little bit of weatherproofing and sunproofing, but you get that great outdoor vibe out there on the grass among mm-hmm. the trees.
Well, it gives a real continuity to what Louisiana Folk Roots does. And I think most of our listeners do know that that's where you are located now, but you have some very nice offices on the Vermilionville grounds.
Historic home. It's great.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Describe the place.
It's incredible. We've been there since December, and we've done a few programs there, and we've got, again, a few more coming down the pike. It's not the Begno House in Scott, but it is another Begno House, and it's a beautiful historic home that is on the site there. It was the Bayou Vermilion District office for a period of time. Inside there is a glass-lined wall, so you can see all the bussiage insulation. It's just 11 children were raised in this house. It's a historic old home, and it sits on this beautiful pond where people come and kayak, and I think Pack and Paddle's getting ready to do another demo day out there. And it's people are fishing. There's an incredible abundance of bird and other sorts of wildlife in that pond. We get to watch it all day. It's great. And then just right behind us is, again, these two large baseball fields, which are used, but not they're not beaten down to dirt by any stretch. They're really mm-hmm. nice. Mm-hmm. sort of pasture-looking fields. And,
well, you know, it sounds like Louisiana Folk Roots has kind of finally come home to its spiritual home. You know, you've been in a lot of places,
right.
offices in downtown,
Bro Bridge,
sure. everywhere, and to finally be in a place that really speaks to what you all are about and allows you to have activities that describe what you're about, that must be a really good feeling.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone at Vermilionville and Bayou Vermilion District has made us feel very welcome there. And they've been great partners. And, you know, we're developing all sorts of cool things in partnership with them and supporting each other in our shared missions and being right there next to the airport. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, it's a point of entry. And it's neat that folks, you know, a lot of the folks who come to like our Balfa Week, they visit Lafayette a couple times a year. And they would come find us downtown, but now they can come sit on our porch. They can fish. They can visit with us.
Watch the water pass by.
They can jam. Mm-hmm. And yet mm-hmm. there's still spaces there where we can actually get some work done, have meetings, teach lessons. It's a great facility. And I think, again, Rootstock is a way to sort of plant the flag, fly the flag, and invite people to participate. And I should mention that community organizations and fellow nonprofits are invited to come out and have a tent, have a table, share information. They can get in touch with us at Louisiana Folk Roots and give us a call. But we really want to make sure that all the partners we had over the years get the message that this is everybody's event and that's what's going to make it great. So.
Well, and lately you get the feeling that there's a lot of collaboration going on. It just feels that way, that, you know, people have been, I guess, nurturing and tending their organizations and trying to get them to grow. But there's a maturity now, and people seem to be reaching out and sharing and helping each other. And that's a really nice thing to see.
Well, you know, mm-hmm. Cajun and Creole culture, that was the original social network. Mm-hmm. And I think that the social networks, though, have helped. And certainly the consciousness and awareness of ways to support the culture, a festival can be a focal point for that. And Rootstock certainly is for us. And it's a chance for people to just, you know, put their shoulder to the wheel a little bit, have a little bit of fun, but try to move some of these things down the road and mm-hmm. celebrate the music, the language, the culture, the dance, the cuisine. I mean, these are all great things. And when they're all in one spot, it's even better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know people are wondering if there's a place they can go to find out more information about Folk Roots, what you all do. You mentioned, is it lafolkroots.org?
That's our website, and okay. there's a big section on Rootstock, and it's getting bigger every minute.
Okay.
Yes, you can actually, if you want to bring a tent to the festival, you can pay your tent rent. You can buy a ticket for your tent.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge
mm-hmm.
site, and we're just excited to just invite everybody. And right now, like I said, tickets are discounted. They will remain discounted for a while,
mm-hmm.
And it'll
mm-hmm.
be $20 at the gate with discounts for students. And, of course, 12 and under get in free. And it's Saturday, November 9th, noon to 9. I think it's going to be a great day out there.
All right.
It
might
fields.
Even be fall by then.
we're ready for any, you know, November 9th, you're like, what's it going to be like?
That's
well,
right.
You know, we have a tent. We have a hardwood
right.
dance floor.
Okay.
We'll find out.
That's right. So at lafolkroots.org, you can find out more about Rootstock and all the things you're telling us. You can also find out more about all of your programs throughout the year as well. It's all listed there. And
you can give us a call as well, 337-234-8360 mm-hmm. or info@lafolkroots.org.
And if you find yourself over near Vermilionville, You could pop in and just see the offices and see that bousillage maybe behind the glass.
A lot of people come and eat lunch in the little parking lot. There's some benches and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're definitely not, especially, you know, there's actually a discount for members of Friends of Louisiana Folk Roots beyond the $15 the tickets are now. Mm-hmm. So if you need to renew your membership, just come on by.
Stop on by. Have a cup of coffee maybe.
Have a po' boy. Yeah, exactly. Catch some fish.
Oh, well, if you are just tuning in, my guest Todd Mouton is executive director of Louisiana Folk Roots. They are located right near Vermilionville, and he's talking about Rootstock, their new festival, which has had a couple incarnations, some smaller events, but it is now a full-blown festival that will take place on November 9th in Beaver Park, as I like to say, but it's how else would you describe
it? We're calling it the Beaver Park Baseball Fields on Fisher Road.
Okay, well, that's Beaver Park.
If that doesn't get you there. It's right on Fisher Road. And please come see us at Festival Acadien Creole. We have got some great programming all day, Saturday and Sunday, weekend after this one. And we can tell you more about Rootstock and everything else, Louisiana Folk Roots.
Well, KRVS will see you there as well. We're going to have a tent and, of course, broadcasting the festival from beginning to end Saturday and Sunday. So, again, a lot of great collaboration between organizations, and it just makes us all feel connected. So thanks so much for that work, Todd. LAFolkRoots.org is the website, and you'll have a Facebook page as well.
We sure do. We can go to Facebook.com/LouisianaFolkRoots.
All right. So people can find out about it there as well. Thank you so much, Todd.
Thank you.